Welcome to the weekly sermon podcast for Resurrection Lutheran Church in Lebanon, Ohio. Each week, the sermon and the text it is based upon will be uploaded for your spiritual edification. You can also watch our entire worship service online through our website or Facebook page.
The sermon for April 9th, 2023, Easter Sunday, is based on Matthew chapter 28, verses 1 through 10. The preacher is Pastor Corey Wagenfield, and the sermon title is The New Normal.
An introduction to our gospel reading. Sorrow gives way to fear and great joy when two women are sent by an angel to proclaim the good news, Jesus is risen. Alleluia. After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord, descending from heaven, came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. For fear of him, the guards shook and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised, as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, he has been raised from the dead, and indeed he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him. This is my message for you." So they left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came to him, took hold of his feet, and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." Word of God, word of life. Thanks be to God. Grace and peace to you from Jesus, the risen Christ. Amen. Bussin'. Drip, bop, chuggy, sheesh, sus. Yeah, smole. Dog water. Did you understand any of that? Some people did. It's a little bit, yeah. Well, if you didn't understand it, that was some Gen Z slang, right? And trust me, it hits different. Well, that's also Gen Z slang for something that's unique, like in a good way. It hits different. So I've got some kids that are Gen Z, right? And at first I kind of railed against learning this new slang. I thought that I would not waste my time learning what all of these new words meant. I mean, we've got plenty of good words already in the English language. Just use one of them. Why do things have to change? Then I realized, as a Gen X kid, we had our own slang as well. Chill pill, dude, gnarly, yuppie, dis, trippin', fat with a PH, bogus, home slice. Home slice, yeah, no, it's real. It's your good friend, is your home slice. I guess in each generation, we have to get used to a new set of vocabulary words that bubble up. And we'd better learn to embrace it because it's here to stay. It's the new normal. Even in seminary, we discussed how certain parts of the Christian church bubble up and change over time, whether we like it or not. We'd better get used to it because it's the new normal. During the pandemic shutdown, as days drew into weeks and weeks drew into months, The idea of working from home, or kids taking classes over Zoom, or door dashing food and Instacarting groceries, all became things that were part of a new normal. Now, more than a year after the pandemic shutdowns, some things have not reverted back to what we thought of as normal in the past, even if we had hoped that they would. Many people are still working from home. Small businesses closed and unfortunately never reopened. And nationwide, churches are still hovering on average at about a 70% or less attendance rate than compared to pre-pandemic attendance. And we lament, we're saddened that some of the things in our church life together have seemed to pass away during the pandemic or over the last few years. Things like friends of ours who no longer worship alongside us. Or gone is the common cup at communion or kneeling to receive communion. Sometimes the elements of our music and liturgy have changed. The offering plate is no longer passed up and down each aisle during the service. Some traditions and things we may have held dear in our hearts have faded or disappeared. And we wonder, is this our new normal, or will things go back to the way they used to be? I think this is a good context for our reading today from Matthew. See, Jesus died and was buried on a Friday. And then, for 24 hours, nothing happened. Because that Saturday would have been the Jewish day of Sabbath, where no work is allowed. And so Jesus' followers have nothing to do on that day after his death other than to just sit and contemplate what life is going to be like now that Jesus is gone. What could possibly be their new normal? On Sunday morning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary were told head off to see the tomb. Their world has been turned upside down. For the last 3 years of their lives, they have followed Jesus and learned from him. And in his absence, the only thing they can think to do is go to the tomb just to be near him. Maybe being in his presence of his body will bring some feeling of normalcy. But God's work is not done. God is always creating, redeeming, bringing about new life from the ashes. When God is at work, disruption abounds, and we are shaken from our norms. As the women approached the tomb, expecting to sit and mourn in peace, the disruption begins. An earthquake begins to shake the ground around them. An angel descends from heaven with an appearance like lightning. The angel's appearance was so troubling that the guards began shaking and became like dead men. The angel rolls the stone away from the tomb and sits on it. Definitely not a typical Sunday morning. Fear must be gripping the women at this point. What is happening? Why is the tomb of our Lord being disturbed? The angel disrupts their fear and tells them, "Come and see. The tomb is empty. Jesus has gone ahead of you to Galilee. Go tell the disciples this good news." We're told that the women leave the tomb quickly with fear and great joy. And then, one more disruption. In the middle of fulfilling their task before them, Jesus appears, and they are so shocked at his appearance that they fall to his feet and worship him. God is working in the disruption. So often we want things to settle down. We want things to be normal. We want things to be static or idle. The resurrection is far from normal. It disrupts, it challenges, it stirs up, it unsettles. As the writer Paul would say, the gospel is foolishness to those who are perishing. It is counterintuitive. It turns things on its head. It is topsy-turvy. And that's why it makes so much sense. Yeah, you heard me right. The resurrection is counterintuitive, and that's why it makes so much sense. All throughout the history of the Jewish people and throughout Jesus' teachings, we hear a story about how God is working in seemingly counterintuitive ways. We hear things like, the first will be last, and the last will be first. Swords will be beaten into plowshares. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Whatever you have done to the least of these, you have done to me. God is often at work in the things that disrupt the norm, things that challenge systems of power and exclusion, constantly making a new way forward with God's love and grace. And I realize that this is not the easiest message to hear in church on a Sunday morning. We like our normal Sunday Christian routine. Get up, have a coffee or tea, get dressed, make our way to church, expecting a particular worship format and liturgical or churchy words that sound familiar to us. Like the women coming to the tomb, we often come to where we think Jesus is, holding on to our own expectations of what we should experience. And then the earth shakes around us. We're shaken from our status quo. We realize that the box we tried to place Jesus in is too small to contain God. And it can be frightening to us when our patterns or our beliefs are disrupted. But God comes to us in that moment, just like he came to the women at the tomb, and says, "Do not fear. I am here with you. I'm not going back in that tiny little box you tried to put me in, but I am making a new way forward. Nothing will ever be the same again in your life. And that's okay. Can the ashes of the past be restored to its previous state? No. But can those ashes be the seedbed for new and different life to spring forward? The empty tomb tells us yes. Even out of death, God brings about new and different life. And God's resurrecting, disrupting work is not done. God continues to take the broken parts of your lives and the broken parts of the world around us and use them as soil for new life. We worship a God whom death has no power over. That's not normal. That's extraordinary. And that same God wants to disrupt your heart, waken it up, show it a grace-filled, unconditional love that loves you for who you are. Be on the lookout for how God is working in the disruption amongst your life. Let the promise of life eternal through the power of Christ's resurrection free us from the things that weigh us down or make us stagnant, so that we can share the amazing, earth-shattering, tomb-breaking, resurrecting, all-inclusive love of God with everyone we meet. Hallelujah. And amen.
Thank you for tuning in to the Resurrection Lutheran Church Weekly Sermon Podcast. If you would like to know more about our congregation, visit us at rlc-lebanon.org. That's rlc-lebanon.org. Resurrection Lutheran Church is a church of the ELCA, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. We are located in Lebanon, Ohio, and have two Sunday worship services at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Our mission is to reach people with the love of Jesus Christ. All people, regardless of age, race, socioeconomic status, gender identity, sexual orientation, or cultural background, are welcome at RLC.